today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of this program, today is a special from IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode under the title of The Status of Music in Islam. Yes, we're going to speak about music. Today, Wednesday, is the 9th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, we choose some ayahs, some verses of the Holy Quran for today. Let's listen to chapter Mu'minun. From the beginning of this chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قد أفلح المؤمنون.
Certainly will the believers have succeeded.
الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون.
They who are during their prayer humbly submissive.
والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون.
And they who turn away from ill speech.
والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون.
And they who are observant of zakah.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As a matter of fact, as great interpreters of the Quran have said, every action and speech that does not carry a significant benefit is vain. Some of other interpreters have rendered vanity as nullity, and others have interpreted it as sins on the whole. Some have interpreted it as cursing or using bad language, others as profane singing, frivolity and play, while yet others have interpreted it as polytheism. All of these mentioned interpretations are extensions of this general and comprehensive concept. Our topic is about music. From Islamic point of view, everything that is prohibited by Allah the Almighty has great wisdom. We should always remember this, even when all we can see are benefits. Because remember, our intellect is limited in its capacity. Have you ever stood at the shore, looking at the beach? It appears to extend till the horizon, right? Can you see beyond that? Of course, no. But you know from our knowledge that the sea extends way more than we can see, possibly till the other shore on another continent. Allah's knowledge and wisdom encompasses everything, and it is out of it that He guides us about what to do and what not to do. So when He tells us through His Prophet not to listen to music or play musical instruments, then there definitely must be harms that He's saving us from.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nastayn. In this episode, we are going to talk about music in Islam. Another consideration in this regard is that forbidden music or forbidden types of music, first of all, makes people inattentive to the call of the consciousness and then to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to religious instructions. Now we find that, this type of music which is forbidden is a kind of music that's played by people. However, we find that in the acts of singing of a lot of birds, for example, nightingales, act of singing, which is quite melodious and very pleasing, we find that that kind of music isn't harmful for our intellect, isn't harmful for our spirit. Rather, we enjoy it. Imagine that, for example, you are walking in a forest, in the woods, and from time to time you receive the sweet songs of several nightingales or other birds in the jungle or in the forest, okay? It adds to the natural beauty, available in a jungle. So we find that other kinds of music, natural music, as played and performed by, for example, birds or in other places we may find that, they are not only energetic, it's highly recommended to listen to them because they make us calm. They calm us, and at the same time, they give us the opportunity to get relaxed.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio,
we'll look at the negative effects bring sins. An insult or vile words in music is forbidden in Islam. Some music also had an inappropriate stuff in its content that will lead young generation into bad action. Songs nowadays contain of immorality and a stage act that downright immoral. Other negative effect is music also became a source of running away from reality. It may bring sadness and desperate condition through its lyrics. Music also became a medium of incorrect teachings and gender mixing.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً
On the continuation of today's special, the harmful effects of music on body and mind. Music, even when it is not directly stimulating the passions, nor including depression and discordance, can be harmful owing solely to the fact that it arouses and nourishes an excessive state of emotion, which, when it is not transmuted into constructive activity, weakens the character. This wallowing in sentimentality was sternly denounced by William James in his Principles of Psychology in these words: "There is no more contemptible type of human character than that of the nerveless sentimentalist and dreamer who spends his life in a sea of sensibility and emotion, but who never does a manly concrete deed. Even the habit of excessive indulgence in music for those who are neither performers themselves nor musically gifted enough to take it in a purely intellectual way has probably a relaxing effect upon the character. One becomes filled with emotions which habitually pass without prompting to any deed, and so the inertly sentimental condition is kept up."
One day, Al-Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam was asked about ghina. He was asked about singing and music. He told him, what is your opinion about singing and music? He told him, I'll have you answer. I'll let you answer. If al-haq, all of truthhood, was put on one side, and al-batil, falsehood, was put on another side, where do you think music would lie? Where do you think music and singing would lie, with al-haq or al-batil? The man said, al-batil. He said, then there you go. You have the answer. We know it. It's in our instinctive nature. We know when a good deed is a good deed, and we know when a bad deed is a bad deed. Imam Ridha alayhi salam, he gives us the balance. He says, put good deeds on one side, al-haq on one side, and al-batil on another side, and you get to decide that this deed, where does it fall in? Under which category? One day, Al-Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam was passing by in the streets, was walking in the streets of Baghdad. He saw a house. The noise of music had filled the street. A house party, music, dancing. Imam al-Kalam saw that there's a slave, a female slave, standing at the door, maybe taking out the trash or whatever. She said, Imam al-Kalam alayhi salam, he asked this female slave, he told her, this house, does it belong to a free man or a slave? Go ask the owner. Is he free or is he a slave? Because if he's free, if he's a slave, if he's genuinely a slave, he would not disobey his master. He would not disobey his master. This lady, she goes, the owner of the house, his name was Bish. She says, she told him, "Ya Bish, there's a man who asks that, are you free, a free man or a slave? Because if you're a slave, you wouldn't disobey your master. If you were genuinely a slave, you would not disobey your master." Bish comes out barefoot. That is why historians call him Bishr al-Hafi, Bishr the barefoot. He came out walking barefoot. He came to Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. He realized that these are the words of the Ahlul Bayt. He came out and he sought forgiveness and repentance from this sin, the sin of holding house parties with loud music and with music. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our time is over. We leave you all in Allah's protection. Till another meeting, another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. God bless all of you.
I'm a believer.